the problem was, I'm not going to say the team because it was very embarrassing, but when I got out of college, I got picked up during the training camp as a tight end. You see, the other two guys that were tight end, one of them had badly bruised ribs. The other guy had a neck strain. The coaches fully expected these guys to recover, and they weren't going to keep three tight ends on the team. But just in case, to hedge their bets, they had me. Now, what really bugged me was being used that way, because I knew the second one of them was okay at 100%, they'd cut me. They'd drop me like a bad habit, and I didn't want to be cut. Man, I wanted to be a pro player. I knew I could have made it. So I figured the best way to do it was get on the coach's good side so he wouldn't cut me. You know, the coach liked me if I wasn't just some faceless guy, which I was, you know, because I had just joined the team. The other two tight ends he'd known for years. But I figured if I could get in good with the coach. So that first day I said, "Coach, Grease Winnelli, reserve tight end. I'd like you to have these apple turnovers. I know you like them. My wife made them for you. And you taste them. And you'll enjoy them because even though she has that congenital heart disease, she's still a great cook and she can't move around. You know, she gets winded. Hey, you like to come over for dinner? She's out of her iron lung between 7 and 8 every day. Maybe you come over, she can cook a little something. We'll get the mobile air bag, put it on her." Of course, he turned me down. You know, he's too busy with training camp to worry about dinner at a player's house, but you see, I had instilled in him. He looked at me, he said, "Kajeta, iron lung." I said, "Yeah, but she's a great gal. Really counting on me for this job. It's good because I can afford the operation now that I'm on the team, coach." Be able to afford the operation, that'll probably save her life. Anyway, enjoy the turnovers. I gotta get out and do those one-on-ones. Then a little bit later on that day, I went by an old age home. I said, "I'd like to take one of your elderly patients out that nobody comes to visit, that's been abandoned by their children. I just like to do it. It makes me feel good. You got one that maybe I could take for a walk in the sun?" And they said, "Yeah. Oh, Mrs. Farquhar, I hadn't been out in 10 years. I said, "Great." I wheeled her up. There she was, her head lolling on her shoulder, spit running over her chin. I said, "She's great. Come on, Mrs. Farquhar." And I grabbed the wheelchair and kicked open the coach's door. "Coach, want you to meet Mom." Wheeled her in. Said, "Coach, this is my mom. Mom, say hi to the coach." And I, well, you know, she was, of course, out of it. So I grabbed her head, saying, "Say hi." Nodded, bobbed her head. Grabbed her cheeks, forced a smile. "Mom's not really out of it, but thanks to this job, coach, I can keep her in a very good home where she gets wonderful treatment. Maybe one day she'll be back with us. Mentally, if you know what I mean." The coach stood there and took that frail woman's hand and said, "Well, pleased to meet you, Mrs. Grease Winnelli." I said, "Come on, Mom. Coach is very busy planning my role on the team." I wheeled her out in the hallway. I just kind of pushed the back of the wheelchair and it rolled through the door. I said, "Coach, thank God I made the team because, you know, if I got cut, geez, it'd probably kill her. I saw her condition. But that's all right. Probably unlikely I'd be cut, right?" "All right, come on, Mom." I wheeled her back to the home. That night, the coach came back home. Hard day. Schwitzen, clipboard under his arm. Walks through the front door. Imagine a surprise. There I am sitting in the living room with his two kids in my lap, helping them with their homework. "Hey, yeah. That's right. This is a hypotenuse triangle here. It's a regular. Oh, coach! How you doing? Love your kids. They call me Uncle Nino now. Yeah, buddy. Greatest kids in the world. Mm-hmm. What's that you smell? I'm cooking dinner." I cook a little bit, too. Yeah, I got stuff simmering on the stove. You're going to like it. I know you had a long day today. Kids, here, let me get climb down a second. Uncle Nino's got a gun. I had my apron on, you know. I found. I hope you don't mind me taking the apron out of your closet here. It's time to start that roast, okay? I'll get it, no problem. Coach is home, yeah. Hey, be honest with you, he just got back in. He really doesn't want to take any calls right now. He's kind of busy. You know, he's tired. Give the guy a little break, you know? He's been with the team all day. All right. Fine, I love it. I think you're being a little obnoxious and a little insistent. Coach! For you, Jack can't cook. Well, I didn't realize when the phone rang, I had opened the oven and turned on the gas to 400. But I forgot to light that bad boy. I turned around, finally found a match, and yeah, Gemma! We flew end over end through the air. I said, Coach, I got a brother in construction. We can fix it.
It's Washington's best job.
Coach!
And Washington's most listened to radio
station. Coach!
The Grease Man on DC 101.
Coach! They can install a prosthesis, Coach! It's 26 minutes after 7.